We're going to China, where at least 30 people have died in Beijing in floods after days of very heavy rain. There's more on the way and 80,000 people are being moved. President Xi Jinping has ordered all-out search and rescue efforts to prevent more casualties. Let's go to Beijing and speak to Dennis Staunton, China correspondent at the Irish Times. Morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Gavin.
How bad is it there?
It's been very bad for the last week almost, really. There's been very heavy rain. It got especially bad sort of really Sunday and Monday. And the places, you know, just in the outskirts of Beijing, up in the sort of mountainous area, some of those places got almost a year's worth of rain in the space of a couple of days. And what happened then was the rivers rose, and also then the water essentially got kind of trapped in these valleys. And that's where, you know, these casualties happened. So like almost like 28 people died in one particular area. And so what happened was just the rain just happened. It came very, very suddenly. And you'd see that here in Beijing, that suddenly you're out. And then, you know, it's really just from one minute to the next, it goes from nothing to really, really torrential rain. And so that happened and it took everybody by surprise.
30 people dead and more rain on the way. Is Beijing used to heavy rain of this type?
Well, Beijing has normally a very dry climate, but around this time of year, you do often get heavy rain and some flooding. But it's particularly bad this time because what seems to have happened is that some kind of typhoon-style tropical wind came up, and it brought the rain up from the south. And it not only moved a bit further up the coast than it would have, but it also stayed there for longer. So that there's a kind of a freakish quality about it that, you know, you do often get kind of extreme weather events around this time of year. But this year, it seems to be particularly worse and particularly enduring.
What's China's response long-term to extreme weather events? How seriously is it taking climate change?
It's taking climate change very seriously, but it's got a kind of slightly sort of contradictory approach to it. Because on the one hand, it's the biggest emitter of greenhouse gases in the world, but it's also the world leader in terms of renewable energy. And you just, everywhere you go, you see these massive sort of solar panel farms and wind farms and everything. But at the same time, they really do use an awful lot of energy, and they continue to use coal-fired power stations and everything else. So they've got, you know, they certainly do take climate change seriously, but they've been, but they also insist on kind of prioritizing economic growth at the same time. So there's, you know, so they have to really, you know, find some way of balancing these two. But certainly at moments like this, there is a conversation here about whether this an event like this is just a one-off event or if it is a manifestation of climate change.
Are you okay, Dennis? Will you have to move?
I don't know. No, not at all. No, I think like around the centre of Beijing, we're okay. It really is mostly the outskirts. There have been a few power cuts around, even just like next to where I am. But it's really generally pretty okay.
Dennis, thanks very much for speaking to us. Dennis Staunton is China correspondent at the Irish Times. 6 minutes to 9.